You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
So we New Yorkers are proud of our city in some ways and very critical of it in others. And that's a hallmark of people from New York. We speak our minds. But sometimes we don't really understand why things are happening. We all get what's happening, but we don't know why. And I'm going to bring you now on a startling statistic that is going to explain a lot of the troubles that we have in this area. According to the New York City Department of Education, 36% of all school children in the city are chronically truant. They don't show up. More than one-third of students enrolled in the New York City public schools don't show up. That is what drives crime and disorder, drug addiction, deviant behavior, all of it. Now, to me, it's impossible. I knew every second what my kids were doing in school. They were in Catholic school. And the reason I sent them in Catholic school was because I didn't like the philosophy of the public school principals in my area that said, yes, we have good schools, and they do on the North Shore of Long Island, generally speaking. But once you leave the doorway of the school, we don't care what you do. No. Catholic school, you go on the internet and bully somebody, you're in deep trouble. You do something off campus that is horrible, you're in big trouble. I wanted that kind of an atmosphere for my kids, and it proved to be very successful. But I knew what they were doing. I checked their homework. I knew what their schedule was. I talked to the teachers every chance I got and all of that. I can't imagine a parent allowing or not knowing that their children are truant, not showing up for school. How is that possible? You don't know what your kid's doing? And they don't. There are two reasons. One, they don't care. Parents don't care. They may be drug addicted or alcoholics or, you know, ne'er-do-wells, whatever, criminals themselves. They don't care. And two, some of these poor single moms got to work so hard just to support, put food on the table, that they're distracted. All right? They can't or won't find out what their kid is up to. But if you are a child in America and you don't get educated, you are doomed. This is a competitive society. The socialists don't want it to be. Socialists want to give money to everybody for nothing, but that's not going to happen. If you're cut in school, you're not going to get into college, obviously. You're not going to know anything. And you're not going to make any money in the workplace. You're going to be some menial laborer or criminal. I mean, most of these criminals can't even read and write. You go to the jails and talk to them, they can't speak English. I mean, it's insane. That's what happens when you don't get educated. And 36% of the American, of the New York children aren't going to school. And what is the Department of Ed doing about that? They know the kid's not showing up. What are they doing? Nothing. I mean, those parents should be hauled in. And there are laws on the books about child neglect. There are laws. You can't neglect your child, and by not making sure they're in school, you're neglecting them. New York City Services doing anything about that? No. No, you can't ask the police to do it. They're up to their eyebrows. So I'm bringing it to your attention on Common Sense. This is the root of crime and social disorder. And it's getting worse. Getting worse.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.